right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jessica Payne Live. My name is Jessica Payne, your host. Things might look a little different from what you normally expect. I'm trying out a few things on my platform, which is why you don't necessarily see my name underneath, but you know who I am. You know where you are. Thanks for joining. It's been a minute, and I feel like the last several shows I've said that because part of it is me taking hiatus. Part of it is me thinking about what kind of storytelling, which is today's subject, I'm going to be bringing to you, not just this year, but in the new year. So welcome, sit down, have fun. How's it going, Teresa? Welcome. We're just getting started here. If you are listening to me over on the podcast, thank you. We're going to be ramping up a lot more on that channel. I've been thinking a lot about podcasts, probably going to be talking about it today, but pay attention to that. If you're watching me over on the replay, thanks. Either on YouTube or Facebook. Just so you guys know, I'm going to be jumping over to Instagram very quickly for a very brief highlight reel of this, maybe even going down a tangent or two specifically to that channel. I'm going to be trying to use the channels differently these days. Again, part of the storytelling. So again, if you're just sitting down, welcome to Jessica Payne Live. Today, we're talking about on storytelling, how to use and choose the best platform. It's a great time of year to be thinking about how you've been using social media, maybe how you should be thinking of, well, first assess how you've been doing, maybe take those strategies off the shelf, dust them off, and think about maybe exploring new channels. But ultimately, taking a look at how you're spending your time. Is that a value? Is it serving you, specifically using social media for your business or for creating whatever connections you want to create? Teresa says, I've had some interesting development in this area, very interested in this topic. I love that. Teresa, if you're willing to share, let me know and I'll read it out to the audience so that we can maybe workshop. If you guys are just joining me now for the very first time, my favorite types of shows are when I really help workshop your challenges. So again, if you're a brand new listener, the focus of Jessica Payne Live is really content, storytelling. Speak your truth, right? It is, hopefully I can help you use my experience in digital marketing communications to help leverage this amazing tool called social media to help further your cause, inspire action, whatever it is, authentically. That's all I ask, please, just authentically. And hopefully we can workshop some strategies for you. So we've got Teresa here. I'm glad to be back too. Thanks, Teresa. Yeah, sometimes it's really been a fun push-pull exercise I've been having with myself. Every Tuesday rolls around and I'm like, I should be live. And the other part of me is like, I should only be live when I feel I can add some value. There's a lot of people that go live very often, we'll just say. And I've been studying a lot of other people. And a lot of them, it's sort of like, I really just want to tell them, give them a nudge and say, less is more. I feel like and I experienced this last year when I started going live about this time last year, over a year ago, actually. And I was like a dog with a new toy. I couldn't stop. And I got burnt out very quickly and I quickly had to reassess, okay, less is more, quality over quantity. And that's kind of the spirit of today's show on storytelling, how to use and choose the right platform. You know, we're going into the end of the year. We're going into the new year. Now's the perfect time to quickly create a strategy. People cringe when I say that word, but it can take 5 minutes to create, you know, your 2018, 2019 strategy so that you can use your time wisely. How's it going, Christy? Great to hear from you. Great to see you. Hope all is going well on the East Coast. Thanks for joining me. I've got my two big supporters here. Feels good. Christy, today we're talking about on storytelling, how to use and choose the right platform. So how about I go through, again, you guys, I like listicles. I always have a couple of tools. I have three things I want to walk you through today. The first one is, and these are almost questions I'd like to lob. So if you want to use this as sort of an exercise, it's always my speed, always using these types of live streams as an exercise. Ask yourself these three questions. And by the way, this is a little different than my assessment quiz. So I've got a social media quiz right now that I'm gonna link to in the comments if you're just joining. And you can take that if you haven't already. I know some of you already have. To quickly assess, it's a free quiz. It's like 20-minute exercise to help you create your strategy, social media strategy for the new year. These three questions are a little different. The first one is, and I want you to put your strategy hat on. You've probably heard this before. I want you to think really deeply about what is the purpose of your channel or your platform? So whether you're using Facebook or Instagram or both, Twitter is extremely popular, Pinterest, which we don't always talk about here, podcasting, which is a whole other sort of amazing opportunity right now that I'm loving. What is the purpose of your channel? And here's where I want to give you some context. If you are on Facebook a lot, which I know sort of anyone under the age of 35 is probably not. So that kind of begs the question, you know, are you on the right platform? If you're on it and your audience is on it, I want you to ask yourself this question. What is the purpose of your channel? I think far too many people assume that they'll jump live or they'll be posting content on social media and the purpose of their channel is to drive sales. Now that makes sense for a lot of people. If you're a consumer brand, retail, even if you're a nonprofit organization and you're driving donations, that's pretty black and white. Social media should be a huge part of driving sales or donations. But that shouldn't be the sole purpose of your channel. Now, why is that? Excuse me. How that translates, when you assume that the sole purpose of your social media channel is to drive sales, what ends up happening is your content turns into nothing but, excuse me, an ad, an infomercial. And it can, like the sound of my voice, be very, it can put a lot of people off. If that makes the majority of your content, you're gonna find yourself losing followers. You're going to find yourself making a lot of people upset. You're just not going to get the engagement that you're probably hoping to get. And if you don't recognize that's an issue that you can fix, you're probably going to get really frustrated at the level of engagement. What's the purpose of your channel? Yes, it's acknowledging that social media can be a key driver. It can absolutely drive sales. It can absolutely drive donations, subscriptions, whatever you want to do, whatever the purpose is. But remember that your followers are people too. They have busy lives. They have other concerns. Their time is precious. So when you're in front of them, you need to keep that into account. Is the purpose of your channel to inform? Oh, by the way, we have a sale going on. Is it to get people excited around a cause, perhaps, because maybe you have an event coming down the line? Maybe you're going to be pushing for subscriptions. I want you to start thinking of beyond these moments in time. It's so easy for us to double down on, well, I need to drive sales or I need to drive donations. And then that becomes 100% of our content. And maybe we're not even on the right channel. So again, write this down. What is the purpose of your channel? And I want you to be really honest. Put that priority first, sales, donations, but then I really want you to build out that list. The whole purpose of today's show is how to use and choose the right channels. I think sometimes we rush to go to a channel and we don't think about the purpose. Why are we really here? What is our ultimate goal? And if it's hard to define that, to answer that question, just put yourself in your audience's shoes. What are they going to enjoy hearing from you about? Features to your product, free information and tools, practical insight maybe? Build out that list so that you can answer that question honestly. What really is the purpose of your channel? And then you want to jump down to question number two because you want to make sure that you actually are on the right channel. Okay, so quickly, I've got a couple of comments, so let me read them here. Christy, you're saying, this is a perfect topic for Gina and her company. I will make sure she watches this later today. Love it, you're amazing. Oh, thank you guys. Amazing company called Trikaroo. Oh, Christy, by the way, I told my mom, I showed my mom your video because like she's the perfect audience. She's a boomer. It's like, she's all about it. The color, I mean, Trikaroo, if you guys, I had Gina on last year, a couple times last year. Just Google the word Trikaroo, T-R-I-K-A-R-O-O. It's a mobility scooter. It can go right from the sidewalk to the grocery store. It's amazing. It looks pretty cool. Anyway, so Christy is here on their behalf, watching as an audience member. Thank you, Christy. Teresa is saying, I use my platforms to teach. Yes, you do. Guys, if you haven't met Teresa yet, she's fantastic. She works with kids. She's on Instagram. She's using podcasting. She's doing amazing. So I'm sure you have some experience on storytelling. I'm curious how this fits in, Teresa, what you've learned specifically on the storytelling side. Have you learned anything in terms of, do you feel like you're using, and did you choose the right platforms? Are you using them? Do you feel like you're using them the right way? Have there been any lessons? Curious if you're open to sharing. Vanessa's giving me a thumbs up. Always a good time. How's it going, Vanessa? We're talking about on storytelling, how to use and choose the best platform. right? The first question we just went through, and we're jumping down to the second one, is what is the purpose of your channel? Answer that question authentically. You have your objectives, but put your audience hat on. What should your audience be hearing from you regularly, right? The best way to balance your content, by the way, is just to give out free advice, give insights and tools, practical advice. You use social media for non-professional reasons. Just remember, your time is precious, you're busy. What's the best type of content you like to consume from a brand, from an organization, right? It's not all sales, it's not all donate. They're puppy videos and before and after videos and testimonials and behind the scenes, right? What's the purpose of your channel? All right, the second question is, because I know the next question you're gonna have is like, well, am I using the right channel? Which was originally kind of the focus of today's show, but I wanted to broaden it out because my world is more strategy, and I have a feeling most of you can handle that. Versus kind of basic, because you guys have been with me for a while. I've got folks on, some of you have been with me for over a year, and I really appreciate that. You keep me coming back, to be honest, because life is hard and life is busy and I have a business to run, but you guys actually keep me coming back, so thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate that, Didar. Where are you calling from? I love how you have a thumbs up and a globe. Where are you hailing from, my friend? I love your photo too. So sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. What else? Teresa's saying podcasting and Insta have been good for me. I love that, Teresa. You guys, talk to Teresa about what she's learned in terms of podcasting. She just started her own show. We talked about this amazing app called Anchor, and boom, like that day, she went live with her own podcast. Love it. Ask her how many listens she has. And those are real listens, by the way. I love it, and I love that you've embraced Instagram. Teresa, you guys, is a great example of someone who's just gone. She's a brave little toaster, has just embraced these new platforms. Speaking of, let's talk about that. Where does your audience, here's my question. Where does your audience prefer to engage with you? Now, this is different than, are you using the right channel? Where are you? You have to understand that the ecosystem and how people feel about social media has changed. The political climate, the social climate, the headlines, a lot of people are being very persnickety about where they spend their quote unquote free time. We're seeing people spend more time on social media, but we're seeing people are sort of sticking to certain channels for a variety of reasons. A lot of people have left Facebook simply because they can't handle it right now. They don't want to get in an argument with their family. Or they, nobody their age is there. Or maybe it's just their channel. If you're younger, it's this, just the channel where your parents are. And you know, you'd rather just congregate somewhere else. So pay attention if you have a younger demographic, if you're trying to reach younger people, whether it's, you know, audience members, fans, subscriptions, what have you. Pay attention to that age demographic because there are sort of thicker lines being drawn about where people choose to spend their time. And I think it's because people really cherish their free time and they're really looking for communities that can be maybe more positive. This is with the exception of like other people who go to social media purely to stir the pot. That's not what we're talking about here. Where does your audience prefer to engage with you? I want you to start thinking, I talked about this last year, think beyond Facebook. If Facebook is the only channel you're on, I can guarantee you right now that you are losing an opportunity to connect with people. I'm on Facebook, but it's not my only channel. I spend a tremendous amount of time on Twitter for my own personal relief and mental health because I have curated a feed that is queer friendly, women empowerment, a little bit of news, but I spent a lot of time last year really pruning that so that when I go on Twitter now, it's actually a pleasant experience. And that's another tip. If you jump on a channel and it's not a pleasant experience, take a look at maybe who you're following or what you've got coming across your feed. You could be missing out on an opportunity on the channel you're currently on. I spend some time on Instagram. For Instagram, for a lot of people and for me, it's where we go to escape. Think about the psychology. Think about why people use the platform. Again, the second question is, where does your audience prefer to engage with you? It might not be the channel where you're doing your most work. So let me say that again. Where does your audience prefer to engage with you? It might not be the channel where you're doing the most work. Or let me rephrase that, where you're the most present. This was really a key learning experience for me as I'm looking at other channels. For me, I've really dialed up LinkedIn. I'm so much more active on LinkedIn. It was sort of the social media channel I left on the shelf for a while. But for me, it's key because I work with a lot of businesses and organizations and agencies that need social media strategy, in addition to folks like yourself. I wasn't using LinkedIn. I was on Facebook a lot. You've probably noticed that I'm on Facebook a little less frequently. I'm really only on Facebook for this show, and this show's been on hiatus. So pay attention to that. That's part of that is just my own escape, and part of that is strategy. Where does your audience prefer to engage with you? And then let me add a little cherry on that. And when? Take a look at the channels that you're on. If you haven't explored a new channel in about 6 to 8 months or 12 months, it's time. You might be missing out on a huge opportunity just simply by being present on another channel. The channels you're already on might not necessarily be the best channels anymore. Pay attention to that. Okay, we've got so many comments. I'm going to read them. Christy, I agree. Trikuru is a golf cart alternative, so it covers more than the elderly. It's for every age, so putting it out there to cover all is a tricky idea. Christy, yeah, so you've got, and I call it a mobility scooter, which I don't know if that's correct. So basically, you guys picture a product like a Trikuru. It's a mobility scooter. It's something that all ages can do. People can double up. It's like a golf cart, but sexy and fun. So Christy here is kind of in charge of helping get that message out to other people. So elderly, seniors, that might be the obvious first place that she goes to look for her audience, but people like my parents, boomers, active, or people my age, you know, a Gen Z, you know, I love that, Christy, because that proves my point of like, you got to go hunt down and realize that your audience might not all be on the same channel. But first, it sounds like, and I love this, you have to be aware of who your audience actually is. And that's a whole other Oprah. Catherine is saying hello. Catherine, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Haven't been on in a while. So thanks for gracing us with your presence today. We're talking about on storytelling, how to use and choose the best platforms. We talked about the first question, what's the purpose of your channel? Having a real come to Jesus moment on that. And two, where does your audience prefer to engage with you? And when, and my caveat is, it might not be the channel where you're the most present or active. So you really have to really take a look at where you're spending the most time. I use the example of, hey, I was pretty much ignoring LinkedIn. Now I've absolutely dialed that up. I'm also looking at other channels like Pinterest. It doesn't replace my show, my live show. Its home is here on Facebook. But if you've noticed, I've been spending a little less time here. I've been exploring other channels, which if you guys don't know, I can put links to my other social media channel. If you go to my website, you'll find links to all of my social media. I'm very active on Twitter, if you're ready for that. I'm a little bit more sassy, and you can see a little bit more of my feminist self out there. As long as you're comfortable with that, follow me there. That's probably the most authentic, less filtered, real-time stream of consciousness me. That you can find. So I'll put that handle in there. I'll put my website. How about this? I'll put my website URL address in there, and you guys can just click on the thumbnails and follow me there. Instagram is a little bit more of my creative self expressing. Visual storytelling is kind of the theme there. So it's not just me here on Facebook. So my call to action, if I want to follow my own best practices, is follow me on my other channels, and I will follow you on your other channels. Teresa's saying, girl, I'm on the verge of 300. I squealed this morning. This is Teresa just flipping back, talking to her podcast. Is this your podcast following or your Insta? And she just started, you guys. This is amazing, right? Love it. Teresa does a podcast on specifically teaching ideas for kids. Creative Campus is her organization. And if you've got kids and you're a busy parent and you want them learning some fun tools that help them socialize and do well in school, talk to Teresa. All right, the third question. Oh, you want to talk a little bit about when? I'm not going to tell you when the perfect time to post on social media is. Y'all, you can literally Google that now. There are 3,000 infographics that'll tell you right now when to post on Pinterest or Instagram or whatever. So I'm not going to bore you with the details. Just keep in mind what I pointed out before. People have their own lives that they're living. And when you're posting on social media might not necessarily be the right time. Again, so business hat off. Regular Joe or Jane hat on. Think about how you use social media. People turn to social media, they sneak on it in conference calls. Lunch, commuter times, late at night for busy parents who finally put the kids to bed. Sunday evenings, when people are probably just settling down, catching up on work, catching up on email. Saturday afternoons. Weekends are actually when people consume really long posts, like on Medium, or they working out, going to the gym or when people listen to podcasts, right? So think about where your audience spends their time. Think about where you spend your time and how you engage with content. You might be missing out on a huge opportunity to, again, the whole question is, how does your audience prefer to engage with you? The point is to meet them where they're at, when they're open to hearing from you, right? That's where you're gonna see the most engagement. Does that make sense? Well, that was kind of the third thing, when. Let's see if we've got a few more comments, and then I'm gonna turn over to you guys. I think we had a few more. Does this make sense, you guys? Is this helpful? We're talking about how to use and choose the best platforms for social media. Again, because my goal at the end of the day is that you guys put purpose behind every second you spend on social media. I was finding that I was spending a lot, just too much time, spread myself too thin. This was about 6 months ago that I was really feeling it. And you're going to feel it if you're two things, if you're burnt out, if you're just tired. And two, if you aren't getting the engagement, you're probably spreading yourself too thin. So my third idea is kind of this cutting edge strategy that I'm kind of in love with right now that we're seeing big brands use. So I'm gonna give you this little nugget. I don't know how many of you actually do outreach. So in the industry, we call it outreach, media outreach, influencer outreach. And it's when you go proactively out into the ether of social media and you try to introduce yourself to influencers. It's kind of a PR tactic, communications tactic. Certainly a social media strategy. I don't know if a lot of you are doing it, but this, you know, the people who tend to do this really well are people who either have communications experience or younger entrepreneurs. They're like fearless. They hustle. It's all, they call it collaboration. It's kind of the same thing. Essentially, the strategy is to go out and find a handful of people who really love your space. Maybe they are enthusiasts who buy a lot of what you sell. Maybe they're peers, maybe they are creators and you just want, you know, working with them in a collaborative sense or getting them to mention your brand or organization is gonna put you over the top, right? It's leveraging their network on your behalf. And typically it's, you know, you create some sort of relationship where you both get something out of it. So the way this translates into, maybe you've seen two YouTubers do a collaboration. Maybe you'll see two really cool people sharing the screen in a live stream. They're both talking about their organizations. I've had people on my show where I interview them. I talk about me, they talk about themselves. It's a collaboration. While it's to bring you free content, part of it is to develop these really powerful relationships. But when it comes to influencers, I want to talk to you about this really cool strategy that might help you in terms of just getting more of your content out there or helping promote your business. Is it used to be, let's find an influencer that you had to pay a lot of money to who had a huge following to mention you, right? And that's still powerful, right? Back in the day in the PR world, our goal used to be like, we need to get it on Oprah. One mention of Oprah and bam, your product would outsell it, you were golden. I remember one client, we were like, we just need to get this product in, you know, President Obama's hand. If we can just see him holding this, then we've made it, right? There were these, or like mention on Jay Leno or front page of USA Today. Those are old school tactics, still important, by the way. This tactic is more about finding the right influencers to leverage you to their network, because chances are, if you have an influencer that's a fan of you and what you do and mentioning it to their network, they've now just multiplied your potential to accomplish your goal, drive sales, fans, donations exponentially. Now, here's how this strategy has changed. It used to be, you know, that we'd have to find someone with a huge following and probably have to agree to their rules or pay them a lot of money. Big brands, massive brands, like Johnson & Johnson, for example, are now using this new strategy, which I love. It's finding influencers who, they're redefining the term influencer. Instead of finding these people who have massive followings, they're just finding people who have modest followings, 400, 500 followers or so. But in their own communities, they really are influencers. Maybe they've helped build their community, or they're just really well connected in their local area. Or maybe they're just like a shining light. They're just a really cool person who's done amazing things. Maybe it's a young person who's created a lot of positive change for their community, or a local artist that's just really beloved by people. It's going to create more research on your behalf, but this strategy, and I'm hoping it sticks, is really important because it actually gives us more opportunity to leverage the same strategies that big companies are doing. Because a lot of times these influencers, they're not asking for money. They're open to collaboration. And our job is really just to get as creative as we can. So this is a new strategy. It's the third one. And let me connect the dots for you. Again, today's show is on storytelling, how to use and choose the right platform. Once you kind of know the purpose of your channel, once you know which channels to be on and when to post, the third thing you can do is to really think about how can you use your channel to actually reach out to people in new ways. And one of them can be find other people, other peers, other influencers, even of modest followings. If they're doing really cool things, reach out to them and see if you can collaborate. Bring them on your show, bring them on your podcast, maybe create a couple of social media posts together, maybe do a giveaway, because we're starting to see this really pay dividends. And all the social media experts out there, including, well, I don't know, you can call me an expert if you want, but I just love social media. But all the influencers out there are really doubling down on this strategy. And I love it because you don't need millions of dollars to collaborate. Does that make sense, you guys? All right, I'm going to read a couple more comments and then we're going to wrap this up because I set the rule about 6 months ago that I'm going to keep these shows to about 30 minutes. We've been going for about that time. Again, with respect to your time and how busy you are, I want to make sure that the purpose of my channel is to also respect your time and to give you information that you can just kind of slice and dice, right? Bite-sized pieces. Teresa, can you teach us how to do that? I feel like I don't do enough of that. My industry seems to have resistance to that. Yes, I do teach. I do teach people. That's a social media strategy. I do. I work with folks all the time to help them do that for their business. So the answer is yes. There's tons of information online, actually, of how you can do collaborations. Now, the caveat is the person sharing that information might not be in your industry. Like again, there are a lot of young millennial hustlers out there who understand the collaboration, and it might not be apples to apples to your industry. But there's tons of information. But yes, Teresa, I work with people all the time to help them do that. It's a strategy specific to your organization, but it's absolutely doable. Let's see if I've got any more. And then guys, I'm gonna let you go. This has been on storytelling, how to use and choose the right platforms. I've talked about my social media quiz, which I'm gonna link to. I'm gonna put my website right literally right now. Here, I just put it as a comment, you guys. Jump to my website after this. You can also see other things like my bot and whatnot, but just click on my social media thumbnails. Follow me there if you haven't already. I don't know if it's working, so I'll make sure to put that in the comments. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. I'm really trying to build up a following on Instagram. I'm gonna be doing different stuff there, but you might not know where else I am. And of course, follow me on LinkedIn. I'm there a lot. You might not have thought about it, good old LinkedIn. But that is a powerful social network for me. It might be for you. Let's see if we've got any more comments and then I'll let you go. Teresa's saying, I've been really struggling this year, growing reach and feeling like I'm making an impact. I started going against the typical wisdom for how things should be done. I'm having results. Boom. I'm having results. All we want are results. A big part of social media strategy, you guys, and figuring out how to use social is testing. You got to be patient. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned this year. And that's why I've been trying different things. Posting here a little less frequently, trying other channels, building course materials, launching quizzes. It's just having fun, but ultimately seeing if it's of use to me and of use to you. I mean, the whole thing is you'd like to think it's a perfect science, but it's not. Christy is saying, love you, girl, and thank you for sharing. It was perfect, and I'll have Gina watch this later tonight. Thanks, Christy. My love to you guys. Let me know if you have any questions on top of that. This is what keeps me coming back. If I can help one person, then I've done my job, and hopefully it sounds like maybe I have today. Again, so I'm going to wrap it up. Today we've been talking about on storytelling, how to use and choose the best platform. I want you to keep in mind your purpose. Are you really using it effectively? Are you on the right channels and when? Put your audience hat on. Remember that people, your audience are people too. They're busy. They have their own challenges they're going through. Like, where are they at in life? Where do they prefer to engage with you? Keep that in mind because you might not be making yourself available to when they are available to you. That's a big question. And modesty. It's funny, on my notes, I literally have modesty, which is a good lesson just whenever. But the third strategy was to think about approaching influencers or collaborators or peers. They might have a modest following, but they are influencers in their own right with the purpose of, hey, can we leverage each other's networks to get our word out? Classic PR. This is PR 101 strategy with a little social media spice on top. That should just like be my tagline for my business, right? All right, who else do we have? We have the lamb. Rebecca Sekulich is here. Great content, the lamb and the bun. Love it. I've helped two people out today. That's my quota, you guys. Boom. I think I deserve a sugary caffeinated drink now, right? Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Appreciate it. All right, so guys, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to jump over on Instagram right now. Who knows what I'm going to talk about? You'll know where my Instagram feed is if you go to my website and click on it. But I can actually tell you, if you're on Instagram, it's jpainbu. I don't know if my comments are actually working. So I can jump over there in two shakes of a lamb's tail and actually post it here. I'm going to actually attempt to do this right now. And it's not letting me. So guys, 2 seconds, I'll have the links to my Instagram. You'll catch me there. I know a lot of you are there already, but I'm going to let you go. This is social media strategy we talked about today, a little bit more on storytelling. Teresa, I saw your question. Will you be going live regularly? Yes, regularly in quotes. I don't know about weekly. Let's just hang it out there. But you guys will know that I'm going to be going. Absolutely. When I do go live, it's going to be on Tuesdays. You know, I think at least several times a month, probably going to be every other week at this point. Let's say that. And if I do go more frequently, well, you'll know. If you guys haven't already, you can sign up to get little updates when I am going to go live on my messenger. You can fall into my bot on my website and do that. If you have any questions on how to subscribe to that, just so when I go live, you get a little alert so you don't miss me, just shoot me a DM. Cool. All right, you guys, thanks for watching Jessica Payne Live. If you haven't had a chance yet, also jump over to my podcast because you guys are busy. I've got friends that listen to me when they're running, jogging. Apparently, I have some sort of calming voice. I don't know. Maybe not today. I have friends that listen to me in the car, which I think is so cool. Who knows where my voice is carrying right now? So podcasting might be an easier way to engage with me. Let me know. But in honor of my rule number two, listen to my podcast if that is where you prefer to engage with me. And you can always find, if I reference links and handles in my show, it's typically in the comment section of that podcast. Cool. All right, you guys, have a beautiful rest of the day. Jumping over on Instagram, I will be posting or live streaming here more often. I'm officially off hiatus, but probably every other week. And I will see you guys soon. Thanks for watching. See you guys next time. Au revoir. Bye, Teresa. Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Christy. Bye, Catherine. Bye. Who else do we have? Everyone. I think I saw John. Who else do we have? I think I saw Alex. All right. That's it. Bye, you guys. Have a good week.